Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Lenovo ESG update. My name is Nora, and I will be coordinating your call today. If you're streaming via web browser, kindly press the Q&A button and type in your question, and we'll be having a text Q&A only. Hence, if you have dialed in via phone and would like to ask a question, please log in to our live streaming page and press the Q&A button to type in your question. Thank you. I will now hand the call over to Fiona Fung to begin. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Nora. Good morning, everyone. I'm Fiona from BNP Paribas. On behalf of Lenovo Group Limited, welcome to today's ESG update conference call. As a global leader in the tech sector, Lenovo has always been at the forefront in its commitment to build a sustainable planet, combat climate change, promote inclusion, and close the digital divide. Lenovo is an early adopter of science-based targets. Its 2030 targets were validated by SBTi 5 years ago, and it was the first PC and smartphone maker globally to establish a net zero target validated by SBTi. We would like to take this opportunity to update you on Lenovo's ESG strategies, initiatives, and latest achievements, and are deeply honored to have with us today the company's senior management and representatives from their ESG team. From the Treasury team, we have Mr. Hu Wu, Vice President, Treasury and Corporate Development, Ms. Serming Ko, Executive Director, Treasury. We're also joined by Lenovo's ESG and Company Secretary teams today. We have Mr. Dave Carroll, Senior Vice President, Chief Legal and Corporate Responsibility Officer, Ms. Mary Shack, Executive Director, Global ESG and Regulatory Compliance, Mr. Kelvin Crossland, Vice President, Chief Inclusion Officer and President of Lenovo Foundation, Ms. Tracy Lam, Company Secretary and Deputy General Counsel, and Ms. Risha Yang, Senior Manager, Global Supply Chain Sustainability. We'll start today's call with a presentation from the company first before we open the floor to Q&A. The deck used for today's ESG update will be available on Lenovo's Investor Relations website after the call. With that, I'll pass the time to Hugh and his team. Over to you, Hugh. Thanks.
Thank you for joining our ESG update. We engage our stakeholders in one-on-one and other forums on a regular basis, but ESG is a critical part of our organization. It is ingrained into our operations and our corporate DNA. So we are pleased to have the opportunity to engage with you on ESG topics. For those who are not as familiar with Lenovo, let me start by giving you a quick summary. Lenovo is a global technology powerhouse serving millions of customers every day in more than 180 markets. Incorporated in Hong Kong with key operations center in Beijing and in North Carolina, our vision is to deliver smarter technology for all. As the world's largest PC company, we have built on our success by further expanding into key growth areas, including server, storage, mobile, solutions and services. Our manufacturing presence covers 11 countries, working with more than 2,000 suppliers in over 30 global manufacturing sites and 18 R&D locations. We deliver over 120 million devices to our customers annually. Lenovo has a flexible, resilient global supply chain that was ranked as number 8 in Gartner's top 25 global supply chains in 2025. We have remained steadfast in our commitment to building a sustainable planet, promoting inclusion, closing the digital divide, and being a responsible corporate citizen everywhere we do business. Despite numerous challenges and complexities over the past years, noteworthy progress was made with ESG as an integral part of our strategy, innovation, and operations. This is the reason and motivation for today's ESG update, to facilitate discussion with our stakeholders on this very important topic. We are a global business and maintain a strong geographical balance, with our revenues fairly diversified across Americas, China, APAC outside of China, and EMEA. We offer our clients a suite of products, services and solutions across our three business segments. Firstly, the IDG, Intelligent Devices Group. IDG offers smart end user devices, including PC and smartphones, to enable more seamless experiences for our customers. We maintain our number one market leadership with a dominating 23.7% market share in PC and leading profitability in fiscal year 2025. Our first-year AI PC also reached the volume target, and our smartphone revenue reached a historical high. Secondly, the ISG, Infrastructure Solutions Group. ISG provides hybrid AI infrastructure, empowering customers' intelligent transformation. This business group achieved record high revenue in fiscal year 2025 with hypergrowth, turned profitable second half of fiscal year 2025, and will continue to drive hybrid infrastructure. Thirdly, the SSG, Solutions and Services Group. SSG is our new growth engine with high profitability. This group is spearheading digital transformation with hero offerings, including digital workplace, hybrid cloud, and sustainability solutions. Remarkably, we have achieved record high revenue with double-digit growth for fiscal year 2025. While PC remains important to our group business, we have continued to grow our non-PC business steadily and now represent over 47% of our combined revenues. Despite market uncertainties around tariff implementation towards the end of fiscal year 2025, our three business groups set multiple performance records, both in growth and profitability this year. For further details, please refer to our annual report and result presentation released last month. As a leading global technology company, given the role we play in serving our communities, Lenovo is uniquely positioned to deliver innovative solutions to reshape the way we and our customers conduct business, help preserve the ecosystems on which our future depends, and help solve sustainable development challenges. ESG is always an integral part of Lenovo's strategy, innovation, and operations. So we are pleased to have the opportunity to speak to you all on this topic. I will now pass it to Dave, Senior Vice President and Chief Legal and Corporate Responsibility Officer, to give you an overview on Lenovo's ESG materials topics and vision. Dave, please.
Thank you, Hugh. There has been increased attention paid to ESG or sustainability in recent years, but ESG is not a new phenomenon for Lenovo. We've been measuring and reporting our sustainability efforts for over 15 years. However, the increased attention to sustainability has amplified the need for corporate transparency and reporting. As a global company of our scale, given our presence across a diverse set of industries and geographies, our sustainability efforts need to be managed in a comprehensive yet targeted and collaborative manner. The ESG-related material topics identified address our significant environmental, social, and governance impacts and are aligned with and contribute to the respective UN SDGs. These material topics help us set ESG goals, targets, and disclosure practices, and provide us with a blueprint on how we can leverage smarter technology for all to achieve a more sustainable future. Lenovo has always been unwavering in our commitment to help ensure a sustainable planet, promoting inclusion, closing the digital divide, and being a responsible corporate citizen everywhere we do business. We have made noteworthy progress with ESG as an integral part of our strategy, innovation, and operations, and this has been continuously recognized by the market and ESG ratings providers. Our environmental achievements have culminated in us being recognized by CDP as a leader in climate change and within the top 1% of companies rated by EcoVadis. Our social contributions are being recognized by Forbes, with Lenovo being named 2025 Dream Employer and recognized as a 2024 Best Workplace for Disability Inclusion. Finally, for the 12th year in a row, we were honored with the Gold Award from the HKICPA for excellent governance and ESG attributions, and maintained our AAA MSCI ESG rating for the third consecutive year. We've remained committed to giving back to communities around the world through our philanthropic initiatives focused on empowering underrepresented populations. In fiscal 24-25, Lenovo invested over $15 million globally in strategic partnerships with charities. One of my main responsibilities includes being Chief Legal Officer and Corporate Responsibility Officer and leading our ESG functions. Inherent to our bold and ambitious vision to deliver smarter technology for all is our ESG vision, how we turn our ESG commitment into action and hold ourselves accountable to drive impact for our communities. Combating climate change is a business and moral imperative. We put sustainability at the core of our considerations throughout our entire value chain, from design to manufacturing and from logistics to services. Lenovo is an early adopter of the science-based emissions reduction approach and received SBTi approval for our near-term emissions reduction targets as early as 2020. Lenovo is the first PC and smartphone maker to have its long-term net zero targets validated by SBTi. We commit to reduce absolute greenhouse gas scope 1, 2, and 3 emissions by 90% by fiscal year 2049-50. From a fiscal year 2018-2019 base year. We believe as a global technology leader, we have the capability and profound responsibility to champion inclusion, give back to communities, and close the digital divide. Lenovo has always pursued a path of inclusion and promotes an inclusive culture for both the company's global workforce and customer base. Also, we commit to respecting and upholding human rights across the organization, including corporate strategies, practices, and supplier requirements, and have strong systems and programs in place to support health and safety in our own operations, as well as in our supply chain. Our ESG practices include a robust global governance structure that is continually evaluated and developed to ensure that we hold ourselves and our business partners to the highest standards of ethics and compliance. Tracy, our company secretary and deputy general counsel, will now elaborate further on our ESG approach. Tracy, over to you.
Thank you, Dave. As previously mentioned, to ensure the highest levels of accountability and transparency, our ESG governance structure comprises our board and senior management. Our board has the highest level of oversight for ESG programs and reporting. Board members are updated on critical ESG risk areas and responses through regular briefings, which include a review of key ESG practices, the approval of annual ESG reports, and a quarterly ESG newsletter covering ESG issues and updates across the group. Our ESG oversight is supported through various governance committees, including our ESG Executive Oversight Committee, which comprises members from teams across our organization, coming together to develop, manage, and measure our ESG strategy and performance. Dave, as our Chief Legal and Corporate Responsibility Officer, provides executive leadership for our ESG position and ensure regular reports are made to the Lenovo Executive Committee, the board, and its committees. And he chairs the ESG Executive Oversight Committee, which provides strategic direction and facilitates coordination of ESG efforts across the company. We uphold the highest standards of ESG management and have managed formulated specific policies and strategies to support our risk mitigation, governance practices, and strategic priorities, including recently releasing a detailed climate change transition plan. We have a rigorous and effective governance structure that enables us to advance our ESG initiatives and implement our policies across business operations in an effective and responsible manner. We believe that the strength of the board stems from its members' independence and diversity, reflecting the world in which we operate and serve. By leveraging our board members' varied backgrounds and experience, we gain diverse perspectives that fosters better understanding of key issues and allows us to approach challenges from different angles. Through our board diversity policy, we consider various factors when identifying director candidates, including, among others, the candidate's background, skills, experience, gender, and age. Our board is well represented by independent members with 59% representation. As a good governance practice, we have maintained a lead independent director position for over 10 years. Our lead independent director plays a vital role in upholding Lenovo's high corporate governance standards by fostering an open and transparent environment within the board, advocating refreshment of boards by directors with diverse backgrounds and expertise, and ensuring an inclusive decision-making process. Among others, the roles of the independent director include serving as the chairman of the board and nomination and governance committee meetings whenever considering the combined roles of chairman and CEO, preparing a performance assessment of the chairman and or CEO in consultation with all other board members, and serving as a key role in the board evaluation process. We currently have 3 female members among our 12 board members, having achieved our 20% female representation target ahead of the FY25-26 schedule. We continue to proactively identify suitable candidates to ensure a diverse pool of members are represented in our board and board committees. Earlier this year, we have implemented smooth board transitions, with Mr. John Thornton succeeded Mr. William Gray as our lead independent director. Mr. Gordon Hall succeeded Mr. Tudor Brown as the compensation committee chair. Mr. Wong Wai Ming with finance and operations expertise and Ms. Laura Cotella with legal and geopolitical expertise were appointed as our non-executive directors. These planned transitions maintain our governance strength with refreshing perspectives. Mary, our Executive Director, Global ESG and Regulatory Compliance, will update you on how we've done in emissions performance. Over to you, Mary.
Thank you, Tracy. As a company, we identified Scope 3 greenhouse gas categories that are relevant and those that are not relevant to us. Of those categories relevant to our operations, upstream, which are mainly purchased goods and services, and downstream, which are mainly use of sold products, remain the largest contributors to our greenhouse gas footprint, with those two categories making up in fiscal year 24-25, 34 and 58% of our Scope 3 emissions, respectively. This is why we have set near-term 2030 SBTi targets for purchased goods and services, or our suppliers' emissions, use of sold products, or our product emissions, and upstream transportation emissions, which are our primary focus through 2030. We'll talk more about our SBTi targets in the following slides. The chart on the right shows Lenovo's absolute greenhouse gas emissions since fiscal year 2021. Over the past few years, we minimized our Scope 3 emissions through a combination of energy efficiency improvements, engagement with our supply chain, and a shift to lower carbon modes of transport. In the coming slides, we'll discuss our commitment to reduce absolute emissions and how we plan on tackling this. As a world leader in innovation and technology, Lenovo is leading by example from a sustainability front as well. As the first PC and smartphone maker globally to establish SBTi-validated targets for the long-term net zero scenario, we pledge to reduce our emissions footprint to support the global fight against climate change, with science-based targets for 2030 aligned to the 1.5-degree goal and ambitious targets for 2050. We plan to reduce absolute greenhouse gas emissions for Scope 1, 2, and 3 by 90%, and the remaining 10% will be neutralized through carbon capture, reforestation, or other means. This serves as the foundation for our decisive action to achieve net zero emissions across our entire value chain. Now, let's take a deeper dive into our near-term greenhouse gas emissions target for 2030. For scope 1 and 2 emissions, which represent emissions arising from our own operations, we commit to reducing 50% absolute emissions by 2030 from a baseline year of 2019. To achieve this target, we will employ energy efficiency initiatives such as the replacement and upgrade of existing systems and hardware for better energy use, the deployment of on-site renewable energy generation facilities, and the procurement of renewable energy commodities. To address downstream scope 3 emissions from use of sold products, we committed to reduce on average 35% of emissions per comparable product through the introduction of energy efficiency improvements and engaging customers to utilize more renewable energy. For upstream scope 3 emissions from purchased goods and services, we commit to reducing the per million US dollar gross profit emissions by 66.5% by 2030 from a 2019 baseline. This involves us working with our upstream value chain partners and embedding climate change KPIs into their evaluation process. Lastly, to address the scope 3 emissions arising from upstream transportation and distribution, we commit to reducing the per ton kilometer emissions of transported product from global logistics operations by 25% by 2030 from a 2019 baseline. And we'll do this by shifting to lower carbon modes of transport and optimizing transport planning and utilization. Lastly, we commit to long-term targets by 2050 to reduce all greenhouse gas emissions by 90% and to neutralize the remaining 10% through carbon capture, reforestation, and other means. So now let's further elaborate on some other internal KPIs set by Lenovo regarding our other material topics. Apart from the specific targets to address greenhouse gas reductions in alignment with the SBTI, we've also committed to other targets that will further contribute to our greenhouse gas emission reduction goals, such as committing to, by fiscal year 25-26, obtain electricity from renewable sources for 90% of our global operations and remove 1 million tons of greenhouse gas emissions from our supply chain. Also, by fiscal year 29-30, we aim to achieve a 50% improvement in energy efficiency in our desktop and server products and a 30% energy efficiency for our notebooks and Motorola products. In the area of circular economy, our targets involve increasing the proportion of repairs that can be done at the customer site, reducing consumption of new parts, and increasing recycling of end-of-life products. And we're also committing to use more sustainable materials in our products. Calvin, our Vice President and Chief Inclusion Officer and President of the Lenovo Foundation, will now touch on the targets that we have for our inclusion and philanthropy initiatives. Over to you, Calvin.
Thanks, Mary. Some additional aspirations on our social side include aspirations designed to foster greater inclusion. We commit to, by fiscal year 25-26, grow global representation of women and historically underrepresented ethnic and racial groups in executive roles and ensure that 75% of our products will be vetted by inclusive design experts, and aspirations designed to further our empowerment of underrepresented populations, where we commit to engage 25% of our employees in charitable programs and targets to impact 15 million lives and transform 1 million lives through our programs and partnerships by fiscal year 25-26. Back to you, Mary.
Okay, thanks, Cal. Similarly, on the governance side, we recognize the importance of continuous improvement in our collective performance and the leadership of the company, and we've set numerous targets to evaluate and advance the performance and effectiveness of our leadership. ESG oversight and governance, training and compliance programs on ethics and privacy, and other initiatives. I'm pleased to share with you some highlights of our ESG initiatives and achievements for fiscal year 24-25, which exemplify our ESG commitment. First of all, on environmental responsibility, we're proud to report that we're on track to achieve our 2030 emission reduction goals in alignment with the SBTI. We've launched new AI and digital tools to help us better measure and drive progress towards our sustainability goals and support our customers with generative AI information about the IT lifecycle emissions of products and services, as well as by better measuring our operational environmental impact through the ESG Navigator platform. We've expanded plastic-free packaging to the Moto G Plus products, and our Neptune liquid cooling server technology helps to optimize product performance by capturing up to 98% of system heat and reducing power consumption by up to 40%. On the social side, we've demonstrated our commitment to inclusion with an industry-leading 29% representation of women in technical roles, and our inclusive product design office is now vetting 75% of our products and solutions, demonstrating our effort to ensure our smarter technology works for all, regardless of their background or ability. We've collaborated with UNESCO to publish a white paper detailing Motorola's indigenous language digitalization process with the aim to strengthen the global focus on digital inclusion. And finally, on governance, we uphold our principle of governing with integrity. We do this by adhering to leading standards and frameworks to transparently report our sustainable impact across the enterprise, and we're well recognized for supply chain excellence and have consistently ranked well in Gartner's top 25 supply chain list, ranking number 8 this year. We are committed to developing trustworthy AI systems, and in 2024, we implemented an AI policy covering our AI technology as well as the use of AI within our workforce. And we've aligned with important external commitments and initiatives around the development of responsible AI. These ESG highlights and achievements underscore our unwavering dedication to driving positive environmental and social impact, as well as ethical governance. So I will now hand it over to Rita, our Senior Manager, Global Supply Chain Sustainability, who will share some ESG highlights from our supply chain area. Over to you, Rita.
Thanks, Mary. Lenovo has dedicated ourselves to leveraging technologies to elevate our ESG management in our supply chain. In addition to the practices we have in place to ensure that our manufacturing sites comply with the RBA Code of Conduct, we also require 95% of our suppliers to conduct RBA validated audit program audits or equivalent independent audits every 2 years. And we continue to push suppliers to commit to RBA VAP recognition and factory of choice designations. In the last year, 91% of our suppliers achieved VAP recognition, up from 87% in fiscal year 2020. We also support our suppliers in setting their own science-based targets, and we are happy to report that 113 of our suppliers now have committed to set or have set their own science-based targets. These ESG highlights and achievements underscore our unwavering dedication to drive positive environmental and social impact throughout our supply chain. As a result of our united efforts to improve supply chain, we recently ranked number 8 by the Gartner Top 25 Global Supply Chain, up 2 places from previous year. I will now hand it back to Mary.
Great. Thanks, Rita. We are pleased to see our accomplishments as a responsible leader, great employer, and responsible corporate citizen are well recognized by respected organizations around the world. As you can see, we're rated very well by external parties. On the climate front, we received an A rating for our CDP survey on climate change and an A- in water security, both in 2024. From a more regional perspective, Lenovo was recognized with the Gold Award for Most Sustainable Companies and Organization by the HKICPA and received the highest possible rating, a AA, from the Hang Seng Corporate Sustainability Index. Our inaugural green bond issuance was included in the Bloomberg MSCI Green Bond and the S&P Green Bond indices as standards of market best practices. ESG ratings are an important factor in how we are viewed by investors and different stakeholders, and we're pleased to report that we've made meaningful progress in our ESG ratings. In December of 2022, MSCI upgraded our ESG rating one notch to AAA, which we have continued to maintain each year since. Not only have we achieved the highest possible score in the technology, hardware, storage, and peripherals industry, we are also ranked number one within MSCI's rating universe for comparable industry. MSCI cited our latest improvement in score was attributed to our ongoing leadership in managing our corporate behavior, human capital development, privacy and data security, electronic waste, and controversial sourcing. Similarly, we rank well in our Sustainalytics risk ranking. Sustainalytics continues to rate our exposure to material ESG issues to be low, with a score of 16.0, down 1.2 from the previous year. And our management of material ESG issues is rated strong. We continue to perform well and in line with our peer group, ranking 22nd out of 111 within the same industry vertical. So I will now pass it to Sermain, Executive Director of Treasury, to touch on our strategic collaboration with Allot and our previous green bond. Over to you, Sermain.
Thank you, Mary. In May last year, we announced a strategic collaboration with an investment from Allot, a wholly owned subsidiary of the Saudi Public Investment Fund. And in January this year, we announced the completion of Allot's US$2 billion investment in the form of a three-year zero coupon convertible bond. This partnership would enable us to capture tremendous growth opportunities in the Middle East and Africa region, accelerate our ongoing transformation, further enhance our global presence, and increase geographical diversification of our global manufacturing footprint. As part of the collaboration, Lenovo will establish a regional Middle East and Africa headquarters in Riyadh, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and a sustainable manufacturing facilities in the kingdom, which will contribute to our ESG strategy. This factory will manufacture millions of PCs and servers every year using local research and development teams for full end-to-end Saudi-made products, and is expected to begin production by 2026. I won't go through the details on this page, but just wanted to recap that we did a US$625 million 10-year green bond back in 2022, proceeds of which were fully deployed to our solar energy and green building projects. With this, it marks the end of our ESG update presentation. We will now open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you're streaming via your web browser, kindly press the Q&A button and type in your question. And those with a phone line, please log into our live streaming page and press the Q&A button to type in your question. Thank you. We do have a question, and it states, can you elaborate the reason for the decrease in Scope 1 and 2 emissions this year? What initiatives or catalysts contributed to the decrease? Is Lenovo on track to meet its 2030 targets? And can you elaborate the reason for the increase of Scope 3 emissions this year? Notably, purchased goods and services decreased, but use of sold products increased. Is Lenovo on track to meet its 2030 targets?
Okay, thank you for that question. This is Mary. I can answer that. So for the Scope 1 and 2 emissions question, we continue to be on track for our 2030 near-term targets related to Scope 1 and 2 emissions, and we're accomplishing this through initiatives that are related to energy efficiency projects and renewable energy projects at our sites. Our manufacturing sites must implement at least one energy efficiency project each year, and they do things like installing energy efficiency equipment, recovering heat from air compressors, enhancing the ventilation or the heating and air conditioning systems, and other types of energy efficiency programs that help reduce our Scope 1 and 2 emissions at the site. In addition, for renewable energy, we're continuing to promote initiatives that increase solar installations at our own facilities worldwide. And as of the end of last fiscal year, we had just over 34.5 megawatts of solar energy generation capacity at our sites. And then to round out our approach, we also purchased renewable energy commodities that support 100% renewable energy projects, typically wind or solar power in different parts of the world, including Brazil, China, India, Japan, Europe, Mexico, and the U.S. So that's how we're addressing our Scope 1 and 2 emissions. And then for the Scope 3 emissions, for our near-term targets, we continue to be on track, but we are challenged this year or this past year for the use of sold products emissions due to an increase in the mix of energy-intensive products that are being sold. So we continue to focus on energy efficiency and also customer behavior, including how we handle the end-of-life management of products and overall use habits for products. And so this will continue to be a focus area for us to try to promote the reduction in emissions for use of sold products. And also, of course, to continue to try to drive innovation within product development to drive energy management features that allow our customers to better control PC and server energy consumption, and also to allow them to better understand the energy savings that are possible and to be able to report on energy performance for their equipment and devices. For the supplier emission reduction, we've had a number of successes, including focusing on different initiatives to help our suppliers set science-based targets and provide access for smaller suppliers to be able to purchase renewable energy. So we've had some success on that side. Thank you for that question.
Okay, we do have another question in queue and states, you have a green finance framework in place. Given your near-term targets, any plans to set up a sustainability-linked finance framework?
Hi, this is Simeon. Let me take that question. I think that would be the next logical step, but we do not have any immediate financing needs that are sizable enough to require this to be set up at this point, especially given the completion of the ALAT $2 billion convertible bond earlier this year. Thank you.
We have another question in Q and states, a number of your KPIs have targets set for FY 2025-2026, and how are you tracking? Are you behind in any of your near-term targets? And Lenovo's 2024 CDP rating for water security upgraded to A. Can you add some comments on the score change?
Thank you for those questions. So this is Mary again. So for the question related to targets, we're on track for most of our targets. We also have, under the top-level KPIs, we have ISO 14001 environmental management system targets. And so as you can see in our ESG report this year, we remain on track for almost all of our targets. There were three EMS targets that were off track related to, one was related to packaging for workstation, one was related to some of our lab locations for using increased energy, and then one was related to supplier setting science-based emission targets where we were very close, but we missed by a small amount. So by and large, for EMS targets, we're getting very close to that. We did report for our top-level ESG KPI related to removing 1 million tons of greenhouse gas emissions from our supply chain, that we are at risk for that one. And this is because this is a target that's in addition to our science-based targets. This is one that we set prior to having the net zero targets validated. It's something that's been challenging, but we continue to push our suppliers to try to reduce their emissions through things like I mentioned earlier, setting science-based targets and joining us in having science-based targets that are validated by the SBTi, other supplier engagement, including pushing our suppliers to adopt more renewable energy, encouraging other emission reduction suppliers, and really just measuring our suppliers' performance around emissions reduction and certainly providing some education and training as well. So those are just some of the examples of the KPIs that we're tracking and some of the success we've had and what we've communicated in our ESG report. I think the other question was related to water and our CDP score and why our CDP score changed. So we actually are very pleased that in 2024, our score increased. We have been participating in CDP water for many years, I think just about 8 years now. And every year, CDP updates its questions and its scoring methodology. So every year, we're looking for opportunities to further enhance our own programs, not just to improve our performance in CDP, but also to improve our water resiliency. So this past year, our improvements include updating our water policy. We also increased the frequency that we updated our board of directors on water-related topics. And we increased other governance mechanisms for water-related issues and really tried to ensure that water-related considerations were integrated into decision-making processes across a lot of our different operational areas. We also had better engagement with our suppliers to create positive water initiatives and positive trends. And I think importantly, we created a WASH target through our partnership with Wine to Water. And this is a target that aligns both with our philanthropic goals and also with our water resiliency goals. So thank you very much for that question.
Okay, so we have another question in queue. It's from Blease Thu with J.P. Morgan, and it asks, will the presentation deck be circulated to the audience?
So I think we can circulate it to the audience.
Yeah, I think it'll be on, I think we'll post it on the investor relations page. I think that was what was mentioned earlier.
Okay, so we do have a question here, and it asks, could you share examples of how stakeholders' feedback, such as from customers or suppliers, has influenced your ESG goal setting in recent years?
I'm sorry, operator, could you please repeat that question?
Yes, so it asks, could you share examples of how stakeholders' feedback, such as from customers or suppliers, has influenced your ESG goal setting in recent years?
Oh, yeah, I can handle that. A couple of things. From a stakeholder perspective, we have a new initiative within our sales organization, which is called the Lenovo 360 Circle. And this is a program that brings together many of our large customers and channel partners to help define common goals and initiatives that help us collectively support a path towards our ESG goals. And so this is a program that we've had in place for a couple of years now. We just had a big meeting last week in Geneva of this group, and it was, I think, we got a lot of positive feedback from our channel partners, and they are providing us feedback from customers in terms of what we can do to support our customers and our channel partners' goals. So topics included a lot of discussion around circular economy, the types of information that our customers would like to have about our products, as well as climate change and product carbon footprint. So that's one venue where we get customer information in addition to a lot of the routine customer surveying that we do. From a supplier perspective, we have a program for evaluating supplier performance with supplier scorecards that we run as part of our ongoing supplier evaluation. But in addition to that, we use EcoVadis, a platform that allows us to evaluate supplier risk and supplier performance across ESG. And we also leverage RBA to communicate to our suppliers our requirements and also to audit suppliers, as I think Rita mentioned. And as part of that process, there's a lot of communication about expectations in terms of Lenovo's expectations and then progress from suppliers. So between our own evaluation process and some of these third-party tools that we use, I think we have a lot of good dialogue with suppliers. So thank you for that question.
And we have another question. So 2019 is the baseline year used for your sustainability targets, given that it has already been 6 years. And do you see any updates or changes with respect to your baseline year?
So this is Mary again. I can handle that question. So as part of the SBTI target setting process, we do commit to evaluate when our business changes and then also when the standards change. And we know that the SBTI is going through a process of evaluating their standards right now. We're participating in that process, and we will update our goals as either if our business changes and it merits it or if the standards change. So we will continue to align with the SBTI requirements and process related to baselining and updating that.
Thank you. And we do have another question and say, what's your plan to increase use of more recycled plastics, including post-consumer recycled content and ocean-bound plastic in all relevant categories of your products throughout their corresponding lifestyles? Can we have more details regarding your investment in supply chain and sourcing to achieve the targets? How many production facilities are close to coastal and water basin areas? And what is the company's strategy in managing energy efficiency and sourcing?
Okay, this is Mary. I think I can handle most of that. So in terms of the materials that we use in our products, recycled content and ocean-bound plastic, we have annual targets that we set for our product teams to increase the use of sustainable materials, which includes not just recycled plastic, but also certified recycled metals. And so each product category has a different level of opportunity. So certain products have a lot more capacity to have recycled content, but each type of product is challenged to meet minimum threshold amounts of recycled content. So we do that on the product side through our annual EMS target setting process. And in addition, we have five-year KPI that is for 25-26 that also includes recycled content in our products and sustainable materials in our products. But we're not just focused on the products, we're also focused on the packaging and using sustainable materials in our packaging as well. So that includes things like ocean-bound plastic, but also bio-based materials like sugarcane and bamboo-based fibers for some of the cushions, and eliminating plastics, single-use plastics in our packaging. And we've had great success in doing that in some of our notebook lines. For the investment in supply chain question and how we're meeting our supply chain targets, I don't know if I can have Rita jump in with some comment on how we're meeting our supply chain targets.
Okay. After we set the targets, we will, in recent years, one important significant initiative is we invest in supply chain ESG management digitalization platform. By leveraging the digitalization platform, we could expand our management scope across the whole supply chain, across climate targets, social targets. So I think that is one example that could illustrate how we do investment in the supply chain, and which helps us to achieve the target. Back to you, Mary.
Okay, thank you, Rita. Thanks.
Thank you so much. So we currently have no further questions. I will now hand over the call to you for any closing remarks.
Well, thank you. As a global technology powerhouse, we have a duty to leverage technology to improve the lives of people around the world while minimizing its impact on the planet. While we are on track to meet our near-term 2030 emissions reduction goals, we continue to navigate new challenges and power forward on a sustainability journey. With your support, we continue our commitment and service-led transformation to work towards a more sustainable future for all. This marks the end of our ESG update for today. Thank you all for your time and for your continued support.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's call. Thank you for joining. You may now disconnect your line.